Namaskar, welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Achha, today I want to talk about a subject, Akhilesh, which is actually, I think every viewer who is watching us will agree to what I'm just going to say. You know, all of us at some point in our life has seen the fact that a rich man's son gets that favorite school that he wants, but a poor man's son finds it very difficult to get the admission there. The rich man's son gets that backdoor entry. We've all seen that an influential man gets the licensing that he wants immediately from the government office, but the same government office, when a poor man with no influence goes there, has to stand lines for days, even after praying bride. We've seen simply, I mean, every day we see VIP cars, VIP men with all the lights and no lights and all have made no differences. You know, when there is an IAS officer's car, I don't know how is he so different than us, but his car gets that parking which we never get. When he goes to the theater, his car gets parked right in the doorstep of the theater as if he has no legs to walk, but our cars are parked some 1,000 meters away from the theater. We've seen that every day. Akhilesh, we constantly speak about inequality of classes, rich, poor. We talk about inequality of caste, all of that. But somewhere down the line, there is inequality of influence. Influential people seems to get a better life, better privileges, and better opportunities.
Better bank loans also. Prime Minister Modi said that in the Congress regime, there was only influenced banking.
Correct.
So they get bank loans also.
Bank loans also. They seem to get everything. I mean, I think before anything else, the most important thing that is actually eating our country is this concept of influence. Bhai, I want an admission in that school. Aapke paas koi influence hai? Isn't that a very common language we see?
While our constitution guarantees equality of rights, all of us are at the same level as far as the rights under the constitution are concerned. But in reality, at the ground level, even though in theory we are equal, the influence that we have is highly unequal. There is no equality of influence.
Akhilesh, tell me, why is there no equality of influence? Why does, especially the developed world, why do we see so much of, you know, so much of dignity of labor, dignity of everything, dignity of life in developed countries, which we don't see it in ours? Why is it happening?
Sujit, inequality of influence, according to me, is very interrelated with inequality of income and wealth. Because if I have wealth, I have income, I can buy influence. I can get interlinked, networked into circles of power that matter with people whose one call gets things done, you know. I think the starting point is wealth. If there is wealth, if there is income, you can start disproportionately taking influence in your favor. And you render others who you deal with to be less influential. In other words, you start trampling upon basic rights of people. I'll tell you, when you're dealing with government departments, it may be a revenue department or anybody, an influential man's file always moves the fastest.
Correct.
Isn't it?
Correct.
When you are dealing with them in the government department, it means red tapeism does not impact the influential man, but it impacts the poor common man who's waiting outside in a queue, waiting for the babu or the clerk to even come back from lunch. But for the influential man, red tapeism, standing in a queue, he's always first in the queue. Corruption does not impact a man with influence again. I'm talking influence because a lot of times when you are very influential, I can tell this to you out of experience, the babu concerned doesn't want to take money. So, a wealthy man who has got more money to pay in case there is a corruption tag to it, he gets away with it. Because the babu himself wants to be in his good books or he's afraid of him because that man has influence. So, this influence factor, you know, really permeates so extensively that it creates another set of inequalities of wealth, social status, standing, enforcement of rights, trampling of human rights, a lot of inequality. Influence.
So, the fact remains that somewhere down the line, you are saying everything revolves around to the fact that money is what...
I think money is what helps you. There would be very few exceptions in society where you have let's say, a very well-known author who has got influence because he became famous. There are very few instances. The general situation is influence comes from wealth. The disparities in influence are almost directly proportionate to the disparities in wealth and income.
I also have one more point to add. While I completely agree to what you are saying, but I have one more point to add. You see, the lack of awareness is also one of the factors for this. I will give you a simple example. You see, when haven't we seen people saying that, you know, especially since we are associated with media, a lot of people will come and ask us, "Arey bhai, aapko wo police station mein koi pehchanta hai?" You know why? Because, "Arey bhai, hamara, you know, I wanted to get a thing endorsed, or I wanted to get my passport signed." For small things like that, which is his right, a person seeks for influence.
Yes.
Okay, somewhere down the line, maybe it is because there is absolute lack of awareness. He is not aware about his rights. Not that if he is aware, his rights are given to him in a platter. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying somewhere down the line, that will to fight, therefore, is not there.
But I think, Sujit, if you see this from a common man's angle, I'm an utterly common man. I have to stand in long queues for everything that I aspire or I am entitled to. Whether it is a queue for water or ration or a railway ticket, any damn thing, I always stand in the queue. I have the privilege of being first or walk to the head point of the queue because I have to stand in the queue and come. When my life has been revolving around this, and when my rights are being trampled right, left and center, I think somewhere subconsciously I've forgotten that I had some rights.
Agreed. But Akhilesh, tell me, wherever there has been notification, awareness kept, 30 minutes mein you have to get your license. If 30 minutes mein you don't get your license, this is the next step you have to do. Chances are that officer's worked in effectively.
Oh yes. I mean, in case you then aggressively wanted to push, it's written here, you better do this.
Correct. If that happens, so therefore, what that manifests is the fact that the moment you are putting up awareness, you are making the consumer, or in this case, the citizen, aware that this is his rights. He's supposed to get it in 30 minutes. If he doesn't get it in 30 minutes, there are action taken. Okay. But the fact remains that more often than not, government or bureaucracy has stopped people from getting this kind of information. There is a blockade of this. So where I'm coming to is this influence. The reason why I agree to you that money is a big issue, I don't want to completely say that, you know, okay, the rich man gets everything and the poor man doesn't, because not really necessary about rich and poor. It is also about aware and unaware.
But Sujit, I would take this in a different format. It is about a certain kind of a civic unrest in the minds of an individual to see that he gets what he deserves or what is mandated for him. One doesn't see it all the time.
Yeah, because
the system vindicates that man.
I remember Narendra Modi as a CM. When Narendra Modi was a CM of Gujarat, Akhilesh, he would put up those posters outside government offices. This you will get it in 30 minutes. This you get it in 50 minutes. This you get it in 4 hours. This you get it in 2 days. And then there would be a number that if you don't get it, please contact here. You see, the efficiency of that government offices went multifold times. And one could see that. People were happy dealing with those government offices. Of course, he didn't do that the famous Gujarat model didn't happen when he became the Prime Minister, that too. But the fact remains that one has to, credit is due where it is. So one has to understand that he took that effort to make that happen. So the point is, somewhere down the line, we want people to stay unaware. We want people to not come and complain. We want people to suffer. We want people, because that's the only way that we can stand in, we can make them pay us money, isn't it?
Right. It finally is that's the only way a Babu can exercise his power on an ordinary man brutally.
Correct.
That's the only way out. But the issue that becomes more disturbing, you know, in a country where this kind of a disparity of influence is there, is you're creating monopolies, oligopolies, you're giving rise to huge amounts of crony capitalism. It is a manifestation of lack of influence. In fact, this influence inequality came up in stark contrast at the time of the collapse of the Soviet Union, because those who had influence were able to buy over the state firms and they became oligarchs. They became billionaires overnight. It finally undermines the strength of the democracy. It undermines the rights of a common man. It also undermines the rule of the law. It belittles institutions. an institution, if I am influential, it does what I ask it to do. It is belittling the authority of the law.
I absolutely agree to you. See, another thing is, Akhilesh, see, somewhere down the line, I think also the fact that before we get into this leading to larger problems, like crony capitalism and all that, we'll get into that. But before we get into this, see, somewhere down the line, I think the only way, you know, to stretch our thought a little, the only way politics will work in this country and bureaucracy, the way it is, the Babu culture will work in this country is by keeping this influence, this disparity.
As unequal as possible.
As unequal as possible. Because else, you will not have those leaders who will sit and there will be 10 people coming and touching his feet.
Else the Babu will become a public servant.
And the Babu actually becomes a public servant. The Babu actually becomes a public servant. You know, somewhere down the line, you know, when we go abroad, and the way cops react, you know, to you, and at times we are surprised, isn't it? The way he speaks to you, you are surprised. In fact, Mumbai, I would say, traffic police are actually very, very well mannered. But you know, that's it, Mumbai. Beyond that, it is sad. The point that I'm trying to make is that somewhere down the line, they want this to happen. The system wants this to happen.
Yes.
Okay, and the fact remains that the solution to this is awareness. If you create awareness, give that awareness. Awareness is empowerment in a way.
The system necessarily wants it because that's how the system's power gets perpetrated.
Absolutely.
So obviously, the system wants it.
Third question. The point is, doesn't this lead to crony capitalism? Isn't this the genesis of crony capitalism?
It certainly is. Those who have influence manage to get the licenses,
correct,
the quotas, the land, the approvals, and bank loans.
So, if we may say, and we may conclude this show, by saying influence is the genesis of today's India, the today's bureaucracy, today's system.
Inequality of influence.
Absolutely. Inequality of influence is the genesis of today's Indian
disparities.
I'm saying Indian system.
Yes.
The system in which we operate.
Yes.
Yeah. It has actually become our DNA.
Yes.
And everything in this country stems out of that. Stems out of, tumhare paas influence hai? It stems out of that. Whether it is your child's admission, whether it is your bank loan, whether it is your police complaint, whether it is your rights, whether it is water supply, whether it is electricity, whatever it is. Tumhare paas influence hai is what the genesis of today's Indian culture is. And that is something that needs to be eradicated out of India.
Yes.
Before anything else, we eradicate tumhare paas influence hai culture, I think we eradicate poverty, we eradicate crony capitalism, we eradicate this absolute apathy, this absolute pathetic way the bureaucracy handles
we eradicate a lot of undermining of the law.
Correct. So, the two major things is, while I completely agree to you, Akhilesh, that money, of course, is a core cause of disparity, inequality anywhere. But even awareness. Awareness is definitely playing its role and a major role to create this inequality, to create this influence raj. So I guess it is not impossible to create awareness. I guess it is not impossible to create awareness to the last common denominator in our country and tell him that what his rights are, to make him aware of his rights. I think that is not impossible. But the point is, it is not impossible provided we have the will to do that. And we hope today or tomorrow our government, our administration realizes this fact and goes down to that last common denominator, the last common man in India, and tells him what his rights are and what he deserves. With that, for another day, another topic, both of us take your leave. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.